iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom at iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom at iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
This takes place in Montecito in Santa Barbara, right along Coast Village Road, where all the shops and boutiques are located. It is not a concourse, but it is, you could say, a semi-concourse style show. They had some absolutely stunning vehicles on display, and the weather was perfect.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, hello. Today's podcast is a continuation of the professor's spectacular September of auto shows. Dun, 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 dun. And what is this, our third installment?
Our second installment.
Second. Well, but it's our third. It's planned, but third because you hit a show that wasn't originally on the list. So the first was intended to be the Japanese Classic Car Show.
Yes, in Long Beach.
The second was intended to be this one, which was the Montecito Motor Classic. But the second wound up being
Cruising for Roses in South Pasadena.
Cruising for Roses in South Pass, exactly. Hmm. Which was a little shindig that had to do with the
Tournament of Roses.
Tournament of Roses, the Rose Parade.
Yes.
It's a little event. A lot of people haven't heard of it. Happens here in Southern California every year. I think they usually have it on, about the first of the year, right? And I think generally
it would. Yes, it would be usually on New Year's Day.
We're so funny. So the Montecito Motor Classic was intended to originally be the second installment of the professor's spectacular September of auto shows, but now it's the third because you hit that Cruisin' for Roses event. So take us through this one.
I believe this is the seventh anniversary of the Montecito Motor Classic.
Okay.
And this takes place in Montecito in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Right along Coast Village Road, where all the shops and boutiques are located. And there were a number of Ferraris, Porsches, and other exotic and classic automobiles. This year, the theme was Porsche. So we'll have a number of Porsches to show on the iDrive SoCal website.
Lots of beautiful cars. Now, is this a judged show?
It is a judged show.
So it's not a concourse, but
it is, you could say, a semi-concourse style show.
Okay.
All the cars are parked on the street, so the street is completely shut down to vehicular traffic, and the judges, I believe there is a committee for the different classes of vehicles. I didn't stay for the awards ceremony, which takes place in the afternoon.
Okay. But there was some newer automobiles, right? Didn't I see a newer Porsche there?
Yes, there are some vehicles from some of the participating Santa Barbara dealerships.
Okay.
I saw a gorgeous Audi R8 Spider with a red interior.
I'm a
huge fan of that.
Yeah.
A Porsche 911. And then there were a number of Chevy vehicles there, including the Chevy Bolt electric vehicle.
The Chevy Bolt electric vehicle at the Montecito Motor Classic.
Well, Chevrolet is one of the sponsors, so they bring out some of their newer vehicles.
I get it, but it's just kind of like...
They also had a Corvette.
Well, yeah, and that makes sense, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. I guess, hey, you're a sponsor and throw it in.
Yeah. They'll bring out whatever vehicles they want to promote.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting many years from now when the current electrics that we are, you know, kind of marveling at right now are the classic or are in the classic category.
Yeah.
I mean,
when
is that going to be? 20, 30 years from now?
Probably, I would say at least 30 years from now.
Yeah.
I think I read in an article that Jay Leno predicted the Prius will soon be a
classic.
Will be a classic someday.
I saw
a classic hybrid, right?
I saw one of the original Tesla Roadsters boogieing down the road the other day, and I thought, I don't know that, because it was a school day, it was a regular, you know, work day. Because I would think that car is probably going to be a collector's item. I mean, I guess all collector cars have value that fluctuates based on the car's popularity and, you know, a variety of factors. But I think that one, especially if Tesla survives,
yeah,
that one's going to be something.
I think it could very well be, because that was the first one, right?
Yeah. And if they ever recover the one that Elon launched into space, that'd probably be worth a couple bucks, too.
Yeah, a couple.
A couple. So, no intergalactic vehicles at the Montecito Motor Classic?
No. I don't remember anything like that.
No.
Yeah. But no. There were some other...
No moon buggies or anything?
There were some other interesting vehicles. Speaking of... buggy, they had this really cool Fiat. I think it was called a Fiat Dolly, and they even had a picnic basket in the back of the vehicle, and that was definitely one of the vehicles that got a lot of attention from the spectators. One of the cute vehicles on display.
Was this a new vehicle or?
This is a classic vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a classic Fiat.
Did you get pictures of this?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I
saw
those.
You didn't see that one?
No.
Oh, I got to show you the photo of that one.
All right.
Yeah, that one was really, really, really cool. And then the other one was this classic Honda.
Honda?
Was it a Honda? Yes.
Okay.
Honda. And I got to sit in the vehicle. The guy who drives it, he's 6'3", and this vehicle is probably the size of an original Cooper.
Yeah, I know the vehicle. Well, I believe I know the vehicle you're talking about.
Yeah.
At Rock Honda, they have one.
Yeah.
That's in perfect condition.
I think it's the
same. Yeah, you've seen that one, right?
Yes,
yeah.
I have seen it.
Sometimes
that's
they
such
have
a cool
it,
vehicle.
Yeah, sometimes they have it with a little trailer behind it with the little Honda Mini Trail mini bike.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about you, but me growing up in the Midwest, I rode one of those things. I love those things. And then they had the mini, then they had the, I think the 70, that was the 50, and then they had the 70, but that's the 50. And so that's the car that if you go out to Rock Honda, you have to check out the car, because this is the car that Clinton was talking about. And it's a pretty darn tiny car. And to see a guy that's 6'3",
6'3".
And I bet you he was comfortable in the thing once he got in there.
I think so. Yes.
Because I mean, they make them. So
yeah,
they get some crazy space out of them.
And he was telling me that when he gets it, when he has any repairs done on it,
yeah,
he trailers it down to Los Angeles, because he doesn't drive it on the freeway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was this particular Honda was it sold in the United States new, or was it brought here?
I believe it was sold here in the U.S. In fact, I
really?
Asked him that, and he told me, yeah, he's I think he said it was one of the very first Hondas sold here in the U.S.
Interesting.
Yep.
What year was that? What year did Honda?
That's a good question. I'd have to go back and check. I don't remember.
You know, we need to get
60s, I believe.
We need to get a bit more robust studio setting, whereas you have a high speed internet access, and
yes,
you know, you could be clicking away answering the questions that I come up with. Mid-podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so what else about the was-to-be second but actually wound up being third installment of the Professor's spectacular September of auto shows?
Well, they had some absolutely stunning vehicles on display, and the weather was perfect. One of my very favorite cars was the Ferrari 250 GT Lusso. It was a dark red, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. That's, I would say, my very, very favorite classic Ferrari of all time. Yeah, it's more of a, I would say, a grand touring than a grand tour as opposed to a sports car.
Okay. All right. Perfect, Professor.
Yeah.
And it's a 7th annual event, obviously going to continue to go on. Is it always in that same area there?
It's always at the same location.
All right. And it's a very nice little historic kind of.
Yeah, it's a great place where you can go have breakfast at one of the restaurants or lunch.
Is this a free event?
This is a free event. A lot of people bring their kids. You see a lot of animals as well.
You know what? That's what I love about the car shows. They're all family friendly, and the animal thing, I love that too.
Yes.
Being a relatively new dad, 11 months old, I'm always going to be a new dad in my own mind because every step of the parenting journey is like going to be new to me. But at any rate.
Yeah. So this is a great reason to take a drive up to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, the weather was fantastic.
Although, how's that PCH trip Sunday morning?
Well, I left.
You went early. You got up there early.
What's 7:45, and I easily made it there in less than 1 hour.
Okay. Yeah. And the way back?
Oh, on the way back, there's definitely more traffic, so it took me
about
an hour and a half. I left a little bit later in the day.
The nice part about that drive back, though, even if it is a little bit more congested.
Beautiful drive.
Yeah.
Especially from Santa Barbara to Ventura. You're right along the coast.
Yeah. Beautiful thing. Yes. Beautiful thing. All right, Professor, thank you so much. The Montecito Motor Classic, the 7th annual. We will definitely be or send you up there for the 8th annual. And that was, again, the planned to be 2nd installment, but wound up being the 3rd installment of the Professor's spectacular September of auto shows. Dun, 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 dun. And there's more to come on that, right? We got one or two more? We have
the big Palos Verdes Concorde Elegance. And this year,
airport
at Zamperini Field in Torrance. And this year is a very special year because it will be the 25th anniversary of this event, and they are celebrating California style.
California style.
And there will be some incredible Ferraris on display.
All right.
Yes.
We look forward to that. And we look forward to the coverage on that, which I think we'll be able to do in tandem because I think I'm going to make that show with you.
Great.
All right. Professor, thank you as always. And for iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.